The upbeat summer musical In the Heights was widely expected to lead the weekend at cinemas. But it did less well than expected, losing out to the third weekend of A Quiet Place Part 2, the pandemic's only $100 million hit. So we asked critic Bob Mondello, are audiences coming back or not?
Hollywood's been looking for signs of box office life since the start of the pandemic, and, well, Wonder Woman 84 wasn't a catastrophe. Godzilla vs. Kong sort of roared for a few days. Then with A Quiet Place 2, there was finally something to shout about.
Oh my God!
The thriller got off to a better start than the original Quiet Place, and the 101 Dalmatian spinoff, Cruella, did pretty well at the same time. Cue Hollywood rejoicing. But notice something about all those movies. They're star vehicles, don't tell me Godzilla isn't a star, and they're sequels. The audience knows what it's getting. In the Heights, not so much.
I am Usnavi, and you probably never heard my name.
If you didn't know Usnavi's name, you weren't alone. In the Heights was a Broadway hit, but it closed more than a decade ago. And there were other issues. No bankable stars, and musicals appeal to an older crowd that might not want to go to the multiplex during a pandemic, especially when the film's streaming from day one. Also, and you may have gathered this from the title, In the Heights is about a neighborhood.
That's it? No story?
Lots of dancing, but there isn't really a plot.
The streets were made of music.
Uh-huh. So expecting it to be a box office smash, probably wishful thinking. On the other hand, when F9 opens, it will not be streaming. And in China, where the pandemic is largely under control, it's already made a fast and presumably furious $200 million. So let's check back in next week. I'm Bob Mondello.